Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think we would all agree that voting is a privilege.
Absolutely.
It's a right. Yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes when you move to a new place, you don't know where your voting place is if you just moved.
So how convenient should landlords make it for their tenants? Back in August of last year, the St. Paul City Council required landlords to supply voter registration information to new tenants when they leased a new place, again, upon signing a lease or occupancy. Failure to do so is considered a petty misdemeanor in St. Paul. Is this a case of compelled speech? That is what the Minnesota Voters Alliance and a handful of property owners are suing over, suing both St. Paul and Minneapolis for allegedly violating their First Amendment rights. With us to make some sense out of all of this is Andy Sillick. He's the executive director of the Minnesota Voters Alliance. Hey, Andy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate being on.
So why are you opposed to landlords giving tenants voter registration information?
Well, with this case, to us, is about where private citizens are forced to act as couriers for the ideology of the city government officials. That's a compelled speech, as you mentioned. But the view that encouraging people to vote is a good thing to do simply can't justify, in our view, the government's ability to compel law-abiding citizens to promote that view.
Andy, where does ideology come into this? Help me wrap my brain around why ideology? Aren't they just helping new tenants find out where to vote?
Well, that's a good question. Helping? Who's helping? The landlord. In this case, the landlords, I mean, I wouldn't call that helping. I mean, if they're required to do so, they have to do it.
Right.
But this would be like requiring radio personnel to have to carry around voter registration forms. I mean, I don't think you would appreciate having to do that.
Well, not really, because they're not moving into our radio studio. If somebody moves into your apartment that you own, you tell them where the recycling goes, you tell them where the garbage goes, you tell them on what day the garbage guys come so they can put things out.
Those are really good points, but in this case, distributing voter information has absolutely nothing to do with being a landlord, and that's a significant part of the lawsuit and the case law associated with it. But our view from a Minnesota Voters Alliance standpoint is one of election integrity. The auditor's report that came out last year showed that ineligible people are voting in the thousands. There's 26,000 people that failed one of the eligibility tests in 2016 that they still haven't been able to determine if they were eligible. So what we have here, especially in a sanctuary city where the city already encourages people to violate the law to come here, we have landlords that have to follow a policy that doesn't give them an allowance. They have to give voter registrations to everyone, even if they're ineligible or not.
But Andy, aren't those landlords renting to legal citizens?
No, I think they can rent to whoever they want to rent to. I don't think they have to be legal citizens. I don't know. If that's a new law, I'm not aware of it.
Don't you, when you rent, and it's been a little while since I've rented an apartment, but don't you have to show
identification?
ID? I mean, you can't just come in with cash.
You don't have to show an ID to vote. I don't know why you'd have to show an ID to rent an apartment.
So they run a credit check.
So you oppose this, Andy, because you are saying that the landlords are being forced to share information that they might not want to share.
Well, absolutely. And think about the right to association argument. I mean, you and I mean, we have a right to associate with whoever we want, especially for political purposes. But consider this: a landlord may want to vote for candidates who don't favor rent control, as an example. Whereas a tenant would more than likely want to favor candidates who support rent control. So if you can see, there's a right to association argument here.
But the landlords are not required to tell them who to vote for. They're just required to tell them, this is your voting place. Have a good day.
That, right. But I think, and I can appreciate that, but that's not really the main point here is.
But that's exactly the main point, Andy. It's exactly the point.
No, no. Should you be forced to go out in a group of people and hand out information that you have no idea what their political affiliations are?
Doesn't matter.
Waste your time and money. It doesn't to you, but it does to us. And that's why we're in the middle of a lawsuit.
So Andy,
you're
Andy,
making it political, Andy, when in
no,
fact
no, you're
it
making
is a
it
right.
Political. No, that's not true.
Hey, okay, deep breath, everybody. Andy, is there legal precedent for you, for what you're doing, your case?
We believe there is. I mean, there's case law that talks about compelled speech inside of a profession and outside of profession, both in the Fifth Circuit and the Eighth Circuit. So we think we're in a really good position here. And the city of St. Paul just came out and said that they're going to fight this, so they're going to stick up for the fundamental rights of all residents, whatever that means. So I think we might be on the way back to the U.S. Supreme Court like we did last year.
All right. Andy Sillick, Executive Director of the Minnesota Voters Alliance. Thanks for joining us, Andy.
Thank you very much.
One of our listeners says, Jor, your guest is absolutely right. It's up to the citizens to find out on their own where to vote. It's not the responsibility of a landlord.
That's fine, and they can go find out on their own. But having that information printed in, this is where the garbage is, these are the local churches. I mean, when you move into a place,
right.
Sometimes you get as a building owner, you know, sometimes you give residents a packet of information.
As a convenience.
This is the park, where the parking is. Here are the nearest train lines. If you're looking to commute to work, here's where the buses are. When you're a landlord, you would think that you would want people who live in your building to know the information about the neighborhood where they live. Here's the closest grocery store. Here's how you get on the highway. I mean, as a landlord, you'd want to have a nice relationship with your tenants. They are providing your livelihood. They are renting from your building. Saying, you know, this is where you vote shouldn't be a political thing. They're not telling them who to vote for. They're saying, this is what you do.
Jordana, everything is political now.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Everything. Even the weather. Has
that
become political.
Unfortunate. That is unfortunate. And I hope people know that, or they ask the question. They say, you know, where you...
To me, it seems like a convenience. It seems like a no-brainer. Yeah. Okay, where's the nearest grocery store? Check. Where's the nearest gas station? Check.
Right.
Where do I vote? Okay. Mm-hmm. But again, what happened to personal responsibility?
Of course, there's personal responsibility.
It takes you 10 seconds on Google.
Being a good neighbor and a good landlord and saying, this is how you get around our city. This is what people here do. Here's the grocery. That's not required. Maybe they prefer Rainbow to Cub and you pointed them the Cub. Is that political? No, it's information.
I think it's the idea of mandating it, that you have to do this as a landlord. Something you could do right now on Google, it would take you 10 seconds to find out the nearest polling place. Why should the landlord have to do that? It's just one more requirement. Garrison Keillor, and I didn't agree with everything Garrison Keillor said, but he said Minnesota is the most over-engineered state in the nation. So many rules and regulations. So much fine print. And
I guess I just don't think it's that hard. It's just not that hard. Lori's in Northfield. Jump in here, love.
Hi, I'm in North Branch, Minnesota.
Oh, North Branch. Hello, Lori. Welcome.
Hi, North Branch. Hi, Lori.
I think that Andy guy is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. He probably makes getting up on the wrong side of the bed political. And you guys are absolutely right. It's just information. And it doesn't say, okay, you guys have this information. Even people that don't vote, well, thank you very much, recycle it if they don't vote. But it's just ridiculous. It's exactly what you guys are saying. This is where this is where that is. And you do have to give your license for renting.
To rent
a
place.
They do a criminal background check. They do credit checks. They do everything.
So they're a citizen. Or they're legally there for the time when they're renting, because otherwise you can't rent an apartment. So this isn't about illegals voting. You have to be legally available to rent that apartment. So therefore...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes you do have to give them your license to make sure your name is on that little paper or whatever.
Lori, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you, Lori. Jor, if you sell your house, do you provide the new owners with voting registration info?
I would if the government said, "Hey, by the way, leave a note." I'd be happy. No skin off my back.
Another person says it's a nice thing for the landlord to do, but it shouldn't be a law to nanny your tenants. It's not mandatory that they tell you where the
forcing them to vote. You're just saying, heads up, this is where you vote.
It's not mandatory that they tell you where the churches or nearest restaurants are.
None of it's mandatory, but this is voting. It is a right. Yes, it is a privilege.
And we wish the landlords would tell all their new tenants about our show from 3 to 6. We'd like to make that mandatory.
Even better.
Please, can you just listen from 3 to 6?
That's right. I would like to make that mandatory.
Even against your will. Just listen.
Steve, jump in. We have time for one call. Hi, sir.
I'm not sure about whether you should make it mandatory or not, but in this state, it is so easy to vote with the absentee and early voting and same-day registration, mm-hmm. that if anybody is not voting, they either do not want to or they're too lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And in either case, I don't want to encourage those people to vote then because they probably don't have any idea of what's going on.
That's true.
Good point.
And they don't have to. These people don't have to. Thanks for the call, Steve. He makes a good point.
Thank you, Steve.
You don't have to. But when you're new to a neighborhood, all of the information that you can get about the neighborhood is beneficial. So no skin off your back. It just seems like another way to get people not to vote because they have different political views. You're the rentee, not the renter. It seems like a socioeconomic rift here. And why should the government be part of that by saying, oh, you don't have to. It's okay. Don't tell them.
Get off your butt and do your civic duty. Step up. Vote.
I like that.
It's a privilege, and it's a right, and it's a duty, and everybody should.
It's also 421.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.